Thank you for calling XPO. This is Tyler speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Tyler. I have a work order for you.
I'm ready.
06 Delta, 0 Charlie Delta, 62.
Okay. This is for Charles Urso.
That is correct, yeah.
Staying at 354 Market Street, apartment 1, Brighton, MA, 02135. And that's
correct.
CharlesMercer@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Okay, what's going on with this order?
We were supposed to go and install a rain hood. When we got to the customer, we didn't have a pickup for it this morning at the warehouse, so we figured the customer had it herself. We went there, and she did not have it, so we couldn't do any installation. Yeah, it's supposed to be an exchange, though. We actually went a few months ago and installed it, but it's only written down as a install.
Okay. I will just go ahead and notate that in the account. Do you need a trip charge?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll go ahead and add that in the order for you.
All right, and I have one more work order, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, bear with me for just a moment.
Yep, no problem.
Just still bear with me for just a moment.
Yep, take your time.
Okay. I'm still trying to add a trip charge for the other order.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, may I have the other order number, please?
It is 06 Charlie, Delta Bravo Delta, 9 Charlie.
Okay. This is for...
Gazda at 67 Page Road in Newton, Massachusetts.
02460. Email address is wgazda@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Okay, what's going on with this order?
We went to install a dishwasher and electric range, but when we got to the customer's house, he informed us that he wanted a delivery only because he had open permits for plumbing, so we wouldn't have been able to do any work anyway.
He wanted a delivery only because of what now?
Because he had open permits. for plumbing. We can't do any work under anybody else's permits.
Okay. Let me go ahead and reach out to the DOD, okay?
Yep, no problem.